Following the Supreme Court ruling, Republicans are looking to intensify public opinion against what they call Obamacare. The GOP's goal is to turn the legal defeat into an electoral victory. In Washington yesterday, Mitt Romney, who was governor of Massachusetts when this state enacted its own health reform, promised to make repealing the federal law his first priority if elected president.
I disagree with the Supreme Court's decision, and I agree with the dissent. What the court did not do on its last day in session, I will do on my first day if elected president of the United States.
WBUR's Fred Tice reports on how Republicans hope to capitalize on the Supreme Court's decision.
After the Supreme Court ruled, Mitt Romney's campaign kept a running tally yesterday of how much money it raised, more than $2 million in a matter of hours. And Romney was not the only Massachusetts Republican trying to use the court decision to raise money. U.S. Senator Scott Brown's campaign emailed supporters, reminding them that they sent him to Washington in part to stop the health care law and asking them to contribute to his campaign now. Brown did not talk with us, but he issued a statement calling the law, quote, wrong for jobs and the economy, unquote. His opponent in the Senate race, Democrat Elizabeth Warren, predicts that supporters of the law will remain politically energized and elect Democrats.
We came up to the edge of the cliff. Shoot, our toes were hanging over the edge of the cliff as everyone faced the possibility that this Supreme Court could just push health care reform right over the edge. Now, they didn't do it, but I think it's been very clear to the American people over the past several months just how important it is who sits on the Supreme Court. And frankly, that means it's really important who sits in the United States Senate, because it's the United States Senate that votes on those folks.
Massachusetts Republicans are mobilizing around the court decision. Richard Tesei is running to unseat Democratic Congressman John Tierney on the North Shore.
It's out of the court. It's going to be fought with the voters of the country. And I think, you know, what would be the best result in a perfect world would be, after the election to vote to repeal this law as it stands right now.
Republican congressional candidates across the state hope to capitalize on what they call an unpopular federal law now that it's here to stay. Elizabeth Childs is running to succeed Congressman Barney Frank.
We need to repeal and replace this bill now and put into place one that makes sense for Americans, so that all Americans do have access to health care coverage and that pre-existing conditions are covered, but we need state-by-state solutions.
Child's opponent in the Republican primary, Sean Bilott, agrees.
The Obama legislation needs to be repealed, needs to be replaced. The silver lining is that now the issue can be turned back to the Congress.
A recent poll conducted by Western New England University may have some encouraging news for Republicans. It found 7% of Massachusetts voters see health care as the most important issue. In a close election, that's enough to change the outcome. But the poll also found that fewer Republicans than Democrats or independents see the issue as important. So if Republicans want to capitalize on the court's decision, they have some mobilizing to do. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Fred Tice.